Well, we're here at the Agoro Carbon Alliance booth at NAFB. You might introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us more about yourself.
Sure. I'm Keith Byerly. I'm the regional sales manager for Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, and live in Nebraska.
So let's just start with a kind of a summary of Agoro Carbon Alliance. We talked to you folks here recently, but in case anyone missed it, what's your mission here?
So our mission at Agoro Carbon is really to help connect growers with the carbon marketplace. We don't do anything other than this environmental service marketplace. We don't sell any other products or anything like that. We don't have any product tie-ins with what we do. We are focused on being a partner with the growers. We have agronomists in place to help them implement and manage those management changes that go along with the whole world of regenerative, sustainable, conservation ag, whichever moniker that you want to put on it, but really just be there side by side with them through those practice changes and turn it into a revenue stream that helps them have access to capital so that they can go forward with the investments that they need, whether that's planting equipment or cover crop, seed, things like that, being a revenue stream to help offset these costs.
Keith, why do you think carbon credits, carbon markets, that's been one of the leading topics in the industry this year? Why do you think that is?
Well, because we finally have this condition where demand has gotten so big. They talk about a gigaton per year is going to be what our future demands are in the near future from companies that voluntarily want to offset what they're doing. And at the same time, we've finally got clear, good rules that we can follow in agriculture that aren't adopted from other things like agroforestry or things like that. So we've been able to kind of perfect storm this all together at this point in time to make it something that looks like it's going to stick long term and have that opportunity for a payment structure that revolves around and makes sense to farmers and ranchers, and at the same time talks about management practices that aren't completely out there, completely foreign to growers. It's things they understand, things like cover crops, tillage reduction, intensive grazing management. Those are the pieces that are really tangible, really easy, not only to implement, but also to see what they're doing while you've got them out there.
So for our growers in Iowa, you know, what do you say to them, the ones that are like, you know, we're interested in this carbon marketplace, but we don't know where to start?
Yep. So I think the first thing to do is, one, don't self-disqualify yourself. Whether it's Agoro Carbon or many of these other marketplaces out there, the opportunities exist. Even if you might be a legacy no-till farmer that's been doing it for 20 plus years, there's still opportunities to look at cover crops and grazing and bringing cattle out there to eat those corn stalks and things like that. So number one, don't automatically disqualify yourself from this marketplace. Number two is to do your research, to look and see who out there offers the kind of services that you're interested in and make sure they align with what your goals are. There are several that pay for management changes, and there are several that pay for the actual results, the tons of carbon that you've got going on out there. And each one's going to appeal to a different grower set, right? Some people like that more easy button of, I just have to do this. Other people want to see all the rewards and view it as a challenge. Drive myself to outkick the coverage, if you will, of what they say I can do and build even more carbon beyond that. So starting at places like our website, agorocarbon.com, to get a assessment of what your potential might be for your farm ground or your range ground is first and foremost, and then just keep asking questions. When you connect with us through our website, we're going to have a real person talking to you in just a few days after that.
Keith, really appreciate the time. Have a good one, all right?
Thank you, Brent. Thanks for stopping today.